the first house that you lived in Canute, do you remember it? What was it like?
Oh, yeah, it was built by my parents by their own hand. It was a 50-foot long, probably a 30-foot wide affair that somehow squeezed in three bedrooms and two baths and a kitchen and dining room. You know, it was just very fundamental. But it was like a mansion. I mean, they had lived in some really, really awful places over time. They tore down a place they were living in, and I remember hearing the stories where they straightened all the nails out so they could reuse the nails. So yeah. It was Western Oklahoma poverty. We didn't know how poor we were, and we weren't hungry or anything, just there was never a spare nickel.
Well, they had to build a big house. I mean, you had five boys.
Well, you'd think so, but we were spread out over a number of years, so by the time I needed a bedroom, a couple of them were already out of the house. We managed to figure out how to make three bedrooms work.
So you went to elementary school in Canute?
I did. Canute was a remarkable community because of the German Catholic population, so they built a wonderful brick church there, a small church, and then they built a school around that. So for a period of time, Canute, this town of 300, maybe even less, hosted the Sisters of Mercy, who are essentially PhD-qualified teachers that ran a full 1 through 12 school. Eventually, as time went on, the high school was closed. But it was still active enough, so I went through 8 grades of parochial education, Catholic education in Canute, Oklahoma. I had a great education. When I went to high school at the public high school in Canute, Canute Trojans, it was clear that I had been better educated in the first 8 years than my colleagues in those classes, so it was a good start.
So no wonder you graduated valedictorian in 1969.
Well, there wasn't a lot of competition. You know, it was a 25-person class. But yeah, I paid attention to my schooling, and I had an eye on college, and I remember that I needed, I think it was Algebra 2 or some, I needed some slightly advanced mathematics in order to get into college, to pre-qualify for the University of Oklahoma. And they didn't offer it, so I went to the math teacher and asked him if he could teach me. Would he come in? And here's a guy who was a farmer. Brilliant mathematician, but he farmed to make a living because nobody got paid much money to be teachers and still don't. His name is Mr. Sullivan. He said that he would come in an hour early, but I had to find one other person that would take the class. And this friend, this big old bruising friend of mine who was not God's gift to academia, and he was a good enough friend that he came and took that class, had no idea what we were talking about half the time. They gave him a D just for showing up. But I appreciated both him and Mr. Sullivan for making sure that I was ready for college.
Any other teachers that stand out in your mind?
We had a Mrs. Sappington who was funny. We terrorized that poor woman. She drove in from Weatherford, Oklahoma every day. It was a decent drive for her. But we just had a lot of fun with her. And she was a good disciplinarian and somehow managed to keep the farm boys in line. There was a teacher by the name of Jimmy Dean, not the sausage guy, but he kind of looked like the sausage guy. We had no separate coaches, so everybody coached. So he taught English, but he really spent most of his time on the corner of his desk telling us baseball stories. He loved baseball. So we've got to play baseball and learn English at the same time.
You go on to the University of Oklahoma. Industrial engineering?
I started out in aerospace engineering. Somewhere along that line, there was a cover story about aerospace engineers. There was a big glut of them at one point, and so there was an aerospace engineer holding a vacuum cleaner, and he was selling vacuum cleaners for his profession. So that impressed me, and I went to the industrial engineering group, who there seemed to be a big demand for, so I switched majors about halfway through to industrial engineering. I'm glad I did it. Industrial engineering is sort of a generic engineering that is more applicable across the board and frankly combines itself well with a business degree.
The fact that your brothers were in engineering, did that influence you?
It did. My mother would cut out clips of the papers of their notice of their graduation and awards that they would get. Those scrapbooks are pretty motivating at home when you're sitting there flipping through them.
So you graduated OU in what year?
I graduated in 1973. I graduated high school in 1969. In grade school, I got my work done quickly, and we had 2 classes in each room, so first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade at the Canute Catholic School. Apparently, I irritated one of the nuns, and so instead of skipping a grade, they made me take 2 grades at once. So I took, I think it was a third and fourth grade at the same time, and all I can remember is my books wouldn't fit in the little desk, in the hatch underneath the desk, and having to lug those home for homework, it was a dual exercise. I learned a lot, and I built some muscles hauling those books around. So it caused me to be very young for my class, which is always embarrassing. You know, you're younger than all the girls in your class, so you're just cannon fodder in that deal.
But the teacher punished you by saying you've got to take two grades at the same time?
It wasn't couched in those terms, but I think she was trying to keep me occupied. I got my work done really fast, and
okay.
So she just wanted to make sure I'd stayed out of mischief.
Yeah.